Hello to all my good friends throughout the universe. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, coming to you live tonight on my Violence Interrupters web series here on YouTube with episode number 6. I titled this one here, Social Media Beef, Too Deep to Understand. This particular mediation took place, and these are true stories in regards to how we stop killings on the front end. I need everybody in the world to understand we stop killings on the front end sometimes, all right? We had a 21-year-old guy that got beat up at a lounge, a neighborhood lounge one day. He was beaten severely. His head was all swollen up, and the guys beat him up because he started to fight with the guys. Let me make that clear. So he lost that particular fight. So what happened is two young guys that were at the lounge, they took a picture of his face all swollen up and posted his picture on Facebook, you know, social media and everything. So the guy that got beat up, he could not find the individuals that beat him down, but he knew where the two other guys lived at on the west side of Chicago. So later, the next day, he shot out the front windows of the guy's grandmother's house in his attempt to lure the grandsons out, and they happen to be twin brothers. And he tried to lure them out the house so he can shoot and kill them. This guy was a known shooter in the community. He just happened to he had a bad day when he got beat up. He was really, really mad because those guys had posted his picture on Facebook. So after he shot the windows out, he left the scene. And the twins, I got a call from a lady that I know who told me about the story and asked me to talk to the two twins. They provided me with the name and the address of the young guy that shot out their grandmother's windows. So I reached out to some of my buddies that work with me as Violence Interrupters, Kenneth Williams and Brother Frederick Seaton. So we stopped by the guy's house and we talked to him, and he told us straight up, he's going to kill those two guys. They should not have ever posted his picture on Facebook. And he wasn't listening to nobody at that time. So what we did, we stepped away and we planned to come back later, put our strategy caps on and think about who we could maybe reach out to talk to this guy, because he wasn't listening to us at the time. So the young guy kept good on his word. He showed up in the wee morning hours around 3 o'clock in the morning and burnt up the grandmother's van on the side of the house. So I received another phone call because the van was burnt up. So now we really had to put our thinking caps on and find out who could really talk to this young man. So Brother Kenneth Williams, who's deceased right now, Big Kenneth Smooth Williams, he's deceased right now. He reached out to one of the OGs in the neighborhood who was familiar with the young guy. And they stopped by the young guy's house and visited him and talked to him in just real English, in other words. The OG just told him straight up, everybody knows you shot out the grandmother's windows. The grandmother almost had a heart attack. If she was to die, you would also be charged with her murder. Everybody knows you burnt up the van. So why don't you let this one go, bro? Let's chalk it up to experience. You know, it's a bad situation. I know they were wrong to post your picture up. They say 1,000 apologies to you for posting up your picture. They really wanted to apologize to you. And I know it's too late now, but they've taken the picture down. Let it go. Just let it go for me, because you're giving the gang a black eye. That's what the OG told him. So the young guy listened to the OG. For whatever reason, he listened to him, and he decided to stand down on this situation. But to my surprise, what the young guy said next was, look, let me fight the guys. At least let me fight them. And OG said, no, it's over with, my brother. Let it ride out. It is what it is. One day you might need a favor from me. I'm asking you to do me a favor right now and let it go. And the young guy let it go, because when the OGs talked to him and Brother Kenneth Williams talked to him, and I talked to the young guy as well. So this is another successful mediation on the streets here in Chicago. If you like the contents in regards to what I'm talking about, visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org and subscribe to my YouTube channel, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. Peace and blessings to the entire world. This is episode number 6, Social Media Beef, Way Too Deep to Understand. Peace.